Sustainability. The word has been used so much, it's hard to say what it really means. Earlier this year in New York State's North Country, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited two dairy farmers. They work very differently, but they both described their brand of agriculture as sustainable.
The owner of one of the North Country's larger dairies thinks he has a little secret. Sandy Stauffer says small organic farms aren't sustainable.
People don't believe this, but it's true. It's probably less sustainable than what we have here.
What Stauffer and his son have is a 1,500-head farm that's in continuous milking mode. Cows line up three times a day in the computerized milking parlor. Workers connect their udders to a machine, and the system knows exactly how much milk to expect from each cow. The dairy has 18 full-time employees, plus part-time seasonal labor.
To me, sustainability is all about supporting yourself and those who work for you, and also keeping the land in good condition for future generations. That's sustainability.
Stauffer says things are going pretty well at the farm these days. Over the past 10 years, they've grown considerably. They purchased a neighboring farm, added more than 1,000 cows, and built a new facility to house and milk them. When they're not hooked up to the milking machine, the cows are in an open-air barn. Stauffer wants every mouthful they eat to be exactly the same, with parts of corn, hay, and cottonseed. The herd also gets injections of recombinant bovine growth hormones, or RBST. 30-year-old Aaron Stauffer says it increases milk production by 10%.
It makes them a more efficient cow. Yes, they eat a little more and they poop a little more, but we will produce more milk with less feed and less poop by using BST.
The Stauffers say they use less land to produce more milk more efficiently than smaller farms, and that makes them a more sustainable operation. Organic farmer Bob Zufall agrees. Bigger farms are more efficient.
Yes, absolutely. But at what expense?
Zufall owns a 230-head farm in Lisbon. He questions whether modern efficiencies are good for dairy prices and the industry as a whole.
If you get so efficient that you make such a cheap price that you drive everybody out of business, what's gained there?
Zufall says milk prices barely meet most farm expenses now. Many farmers need government subsidies just to meet the cost of production, to grow and buy food for hormone injections, equipment, and large-scale facilities.
It's not sustainable. They can't do it without help.
Zufall keeps costs low. The green rolling hills dotted with munching cows look a lot like the picture on a Horizon organic milk container, which is where he sells his milk.
Once I'm done milking in the morning for 7 months out of the year, I put these cows outside and I don't see them till the evening milking. I don't have to feed them. I don't have to clean up after them. You know, that's it. I my workload's lower and, of course, my expenses. That's why I think I'm probably as sustainable as anybody.
Zufall doesn't have any expenses for feed. Hay doesn't cost him anything. His family doesn't produce as much milk as a farm like the Stauffers, but his organic grass-fed milk sells for more money, nearly a dollar more per gallon.
I try, but I don't push myself or the cows, you know. I try, but I'm not out there to be number one and to be the guy with the most production. I want to be the guy that's there at the end of the day, still here, you know.
And that's a big part of what makes Bob Zufall's farm sustainable, by his definition. But Sandy Stauffer says it's not enough. He says the world needs the efficiency of farms like his. Stauffer tells me the population is growing, and farms need to produce as much food as possible.
You would probably have to be out doing chickens or milking cows or something like that, because it would take that many more people to produce the amount of food that's needed for our population. And that's why farms have gotten large. That's why all of agriculture has gotten larger.
And that gets back to what Bob Zufall sees as the overproduction of milk at large, efficient farms. Zufall says lots of people would like to milk cows and raise chickens.
People want to do it, but they can't do it because it's so cheap. It has no value.
Zufall says the price of milk is so low, it's hard for many dairy farmers to make a living.
I keep hearing we got to feed the world. You know, we got to make all this food. There's plenty of food out there. Make it worthwhile doing, and you'll see more food than you could ever, ever want to see. Guarantee you.
Two farms, both doing well economically, but seeing what it takes to endure very differently.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.